Today, thank you for this great day, Lord, that you have even set aside to recognize fathers. We bless you for it, for every father in this house, every man of God, every woman of God. Thank you for this great leader. Thank you for the people that stand with her. Lord, we bless you right now. We praise you for the word of God. Thank you for revival. Lord, we thank you for just using us as a vessel that you would speak through. Now, God, we pray for an anointing to preach your word. Use us in this hour. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Let utterance be in here today. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in this last day. And we bless you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Come on, give the Lord a good hand praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. First of all, I want to give honor to the pastor, to this great leader, Pastor Davis, to her wonderful companion. Amen. To all the saints, the praise conductor. Amen. I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's in here today. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you. Amen. I've been sending texts out early this morning. Amen. To my companion and to different fathers that I know that have made, you know, an impact in my life. I appreciate the Lord. I do appreciate the Lord for this ministry. You got some good people in this church. Really, really special people in this place. I want to say I enjoyed the singing and the interpretation. I told Pastor Davis I'm going to come out early because I want to hear some of the singing and what's going on and just be in the service. Amen. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed this young brother over here singing by revival. Amen. I ain't know it was in him. Amen. Know it was in him to the day. Amen. I certainly enjoyed that, and the young sister singing in the choir enjoyed. Amen. I just enjoyed everything today. Amen. Enjoyed y'all today. Y'all been a blessing to my heart and my spirit, amen, you really have, and I just thank God for every one of you, and it's just so special to be here every year, and it's always good to be around good people. I love to be around good people, and the saints of God, and there's a realness in this place, amen. I thank God for the realness in the hearts of the people, amen. I appreciate the Lord. You can't find that everywhere. Amen. You are very blessed here. I want you to know you are very blessed here in this place and such a humble woman of God. Amen. She's so special to me, and I thank God for y'all, Pastor. Amen. Amen. To Dad also. And make her dad be looking out for me. Amen. So I thank God for Dad. Amen. Get your Bibles. Amen. I can smell the aroma from the other side. I smell the aroma of food from the other side. Amen. So some of y'all bear with me. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Amen. Get your Bibles. Turn me to the book of Genesis. Amen. We're going to try to minister a word today, Genesis the 41st chapter. We're going to read verse 32 from that. And the word of God reads, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God was shortly bring it to pass." Turn with me to the book of Isaiah 61 chapter. Reading verses 1 through 7 on this right here. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Turn with me to one more book. This will be my last scripture coming out of the book of 2 Kings from the second chapter, reading verse 9. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elisha said unto Elisha, what shall I do for thee before I be taken away from thee? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Father, I bless you for the word. Amen. We want to, amen, preach a while today. Get ready for the double. Tell your neighbor to get ready for the double. Get ready for the double. Amen. 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 We've been, amen, preaching amen on this year, the year of 14, which represents that there's a double of seven. Seven represents perfection. There's a double of seven, which means that God getting ready to pour out double portions upon the church in this hour. I'm really believing that. I'm claiming that, amen, and I'm ministering this, amen, for us to get ourselves prepared for what God getting ready to do in the body of Christ. Because I know and I believe there's a great move of God, amen, that's getting ready to take place, amen. Amen. I begin to read in Joseph, amen, when the Bible said that Joseph was locked up, amen, in prison. Man, he was put there because of an accusation of something that he didn't do. Amen. Potiphar's wife, amen, lied. But even in prison, Joseph found favor. Right where he was, amen, the Bible said the keeper of the prison found favor with Joseph. Amen. God had positioned Joseph exactly where he wanted him to be, exactly where he needed him to be. Amen. I believe God in this hour, he has positioned us where he wants us to be. He knows where we need to be. He knows this is the time and hour. Maybe it's been through a test, a trial. Maybe it's been through something that you went through in your life with your family. Maybe it's some things that you went through in your own body. Amen. But God is positioning us, or he's getting us ready, amen, for what he's about to do. Now here it is, Joseph is in prison. He finds favor with the amen, the keeper of the prison, and Joseph is just about running, doing the things that he wants to do, even though he's locked up in a place. He's there, and all of a sudden, it says, the word says that the baker and the butler has a dream. And they didn't know the interpretation of it, but they goes to Joseph. And Joseph interprets the dream. He tells them exactly what's about to come to pass in their life. The baker is killed, but the butler is put back into position. The butler, he promises Joseph, he said, when you know I'm out of here, I won't forget you. I'll remember you. But how many know that the butler forgot when he got out? He was out, he was happy, he was all right, he forgot all about Joseph. But a good thing about it is that God don't forget. God knows exactly where we at any given time. He knows every test. He knows every trial. He knows what you're going through. He don't forget. All of a sudden, Pharaoh has a dream. And Pharaoh calls for all the musicians, all the wise men. He called for the soothsayer. He wanted to know the interpretation of the dream, but none of them could tell him what was going on. The butler remembers then. He said, I do remember my sins this day. There's a man down there in the prison by the name of Joseph. He can tell you anything that God is trying to show you. He interpreted our dreams, and just like he interpreted, it came to pass. The baker died, but God put me back. The word said that Pharaoh calls for Joseph. Here it is. He tells Joseph his dream. The dream was doubled. Here it is in verse 32. The word say, and he said, because the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and it will shortly bring it to pass. Tell somebody, God getting ready to establish some things in our life. He finna establish some things. When you establish something, you sell it. You fix it, amen, when it's established, or you put it in order. Whenever any organization is established, it's been around for a long time. Amen. When they started McDonald's, amen, they didn't know it was going to take off like it was, but McDonald's is an established place now. Everybody want a Big Mac. I can't even go to church on Sunday. I have all my kids with me. I think the main reason they be thinking, all they be thinking about is when church is over. They want that hot and spicy. I don't know if they do those here or not, but down south where we at, they do hot and spicy. All my kids be thinking about that hot and spicy and them happy meals and them drinks. They just be waiting on service to be over. They say, is we going to go back and get a hot and spicy? That's because that organization is established. And everybody go to it. God said, that's what I'm trying to do with the church. I'm trying to establish the church. I'm trying to establish some people, get some people settled, get some people rooted, get some people grounded, get some things put back in order. Amen. We've been struggling for a while. Amen. But God said that he getting ready to give us double for our struggle. He getting ready to bring us out of some things. And what I like, he said, because the thing was established, amen, it means that God, it was doubled because God established it, and he going to bring it to pass shortly. We ain't going to have to wait no long time. We've been waiting long enough for God to do some things for us. And God said, I'm going to do some quick things. Things for the church in this hour. I'm finna move for them. We just got to start proclaiming some things, amen, and start speaking some things. I don't know about nobody else, but I need God to double some things for me. Hallelujah. We need God to double some things. Here it is in the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter. Amen. The word speaks that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I believe this is the year that God's Spirit is going to be poured back into the church. Amen. As never before. Amen. We're getting ready to see a mighty move of God. Amen. We're getting ready to see the glory of God return back. If I can get a few people that believe me, amen, a few people that start reaching back and reaching out for the glory of God, amen, to move back in the church. Amen. When we's coming up, amen, we saw the glory of God. Man, we seen the lame walk, the blind see, amen, dumb tongues loose. We saw God move. I even saw the dead raised one night under a tent. Tell me that he ain't the same God. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He ain't changed now. He's still pouring out miracles. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still saving in this hour. And I don't know about you, but I feel God getting ready to move. I feel him. I've been feeling him all this year. I've been feeling some down on the inside of my belly. I've been feeling the move of God in my life. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Tell somebody, I'm anointed to do what I do. I'm anointed. The sister says she did her debut, but she's anointed to sing. Amen. I'm anointed to pray. Is somebody here anointed to lead the testimony? They're anointed to pray. They're anointed to preach. They're anointed to testify. Tell somebody, I'm anointed to do what God has gave me to do. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. If we ever needed men and women in ministry, know how to bind people up. When you bind something, you pull it together. You tie it together. You hold it together. We need people in ministry that know how to bind up people that are brokenhearted. People that are going through in their life and don't know how they coming out of it. People that are struggling and look like they just can't overcome that thing. God has anointed some of us with a word to know how to go in and speak and said, look, it's going to be all right. Huh? I know you're going through a hard test. I know you're going through a trial, but I come to bind you up. I come to speak a word in your life to let you know that everything gonna be all right. When I'm going through, I need somebody anointed enough to come bind me up, huh? To pull me back together. Cause every now and then, some of us lose it a little bit, huh? And we need somebody to come speak something in our life to encourage us and tell us that we're coming out of it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna get through this. And how are we gonna get through it with each other? We're gonna get through it with each other pulling together. You pulling with me and me pulling with you to help pull us out of this thing. To bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. It's a lot of people that's bound. When you're bound, it ain't because you want to be bound. When people are struggling with drugs and alcohol, they don't want to be that way. That's a stronghold in their life. Who wants to be miserable and every day got to have a fix just to make it? We need to look at this from a different side. Some people, if you ain't never been there, then you don't know. If you ain't never had nobody in your family that been there, then you don't know. It ain't easy just saying no when folks are bound. And the only thing that's going to pull them out is the love of God. No matter what they're going through, you're going to let them know God loves them. That God can deliver them. Them the type of people we need in this hour to proclaim liberty. Let them know that you're free. Jesus done made you free. Let them know it's not because they want to be that way. They're miserable in that condition. They just need to know that somebody loved them enough to let them know how I'm praying for you. I'm believing God for you. That things going to work out for you to proclaim liberty. Well, I come to proclaim liberty in this place today to let you know that you ain't no longer bound or no longer under control of the influence of the devil. Jesus came and set us free. Amen. Over 2,000 years ago, he came and finished every work that the Father gave him to do. He came and opened up prison doors. He showed them a new way. He showed them a way to come out. He was their deliverer. God said, I'm raising up men and women that's going to walk like me, going to talk like me, they're going to have compassion. The Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the multitudes because they were sheep that had no shepherd. He was moved. We need people that have compassion in their heart. Some people that's been through some things and know some things that been through maybe hard marriages and broken and fallen homes that fell apart and broken homes. And, hallelujah. Young women that's struggling raising children by themselves and don't have a father, a man figure in the house to help them raise their children. If you don't know, ask somebody here. And then if you've been through that, you can tell them, look, I was a single mother. I know how it is to have to work a job and go to school. Hallelujah. A time in my life when my husband, my first husband, amen, had left me. I had the children. I still had to work. I still had to provide. I still went to school and got my education. Went to school and got my degree. Working a job, coming in, going to college at night and still provide for my family. Hallelujah. That's what we need, people that's been through some things. Then when you see another sister struggling or another brother struggling, you can go and tell them, you can make it. I've been there. I know how it is. I know how hard it is to provide and try to make sure that the children eat and the family stays together. We need that in ministry. We need that. And I believe this is the year God said, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to pour out. I'm getting ready to do something great that the church ain't never seen. As I said, 14 represents strength and salvation. Amen. I believe God. There's two things. It represents strength and salvation, which represents double. Tell somebody double. Hallelujah. Get ready. God fixing to pour some double out on some people that'll reach out to him. It's going to be the people that's got a hunger for God. It's going to be the people that's reaching out for something that God going to bless. The ones that said, I know I
know how to do right now, but I need you to give me something greater than what I got right now for this world that's out here, for the lost. We're dealing with an untoward generation. We're dealing with a generation, amen, that act like they don't even know God or know anything about God. It's going to take a special anointing upon your life to go out there in the streets and reach those that are bound in the street. You got to have a special anointing upon your life. You got to have something double to deal with those that are bound by drugs and been bound a long time and don't know how to come out. You got to have a force in your life, a power in your life to destroy the yoke that's in their life. People know when they messed up. It's been enough of that. We already know they messed up. They don't need you to come tell them they in a bad fix. Everybody already know when they in a bad fix. People know when they struggling. They don't need nobody to tell them, girl, you, I know you going through this, you this and that, and you need to do this, and you, if you had never done that, you wouldn't be in the position that you in. They already know that. They done messed up. They need an answer. If you ain't got an answer, just leave them alone. But if you got an answer, you can go tell them, look, I got an answer for what you going through. I got the answer for what you need today, and his name is Jesus. I got the answer for you today. His name is Jesus. He's able to destroy every stronghold. He came to set at liberty them that were bound. He came to open up the prison doors. He came to make you free. He's already done it. He said, I give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. That's good real news right there. I don't know about nobody here. That's some good news right there. God said, for ashes, for everything that's been burnt down in my life. How when you get ashes, that means there's been a fire somewhere. Some things got burnt down in your life. But God said, I'm finna give you some beauty for what you done been through. For everything that you lost. For everything you lost in the fire. Because you know in the fire, we lose some things. In the fire, some things you just can't replace. You might can replace some of the furniture, but the memories and the pictures and the things that are dear to you, you can never replace those things. You can't get those things back. You can get some new furniture, but what about the love gifts or the things that mama left here, your daddy left here, and it got burned in the fire? You can't get that back. And God said, I realize that some of us done got burnt and some of us got ashes, but God said, I'm finna turn it around. I'm finna give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Some of us been crying over some things that we lost, going through our tests and trials. But God said, I'm finna give you the oil of joy. Joy finna come back in our lives. We've been weeping, we've been crying. David said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. We're in a night season right now. But thank God that joy is getting ready to be restored back into the house of God. He said, I would give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some of us been weighted down. Some of us been going through some things. Hallelujah. But God say, I'm getting ready to lift up the waist. As the song said today, what is that you hear in the service today? I hear chains falling. I don't know about nobody else, but I hear chains falling in the spirit. I hear chains falling in the spirit. Some weights got to let you go. Some sickness got to let you go. I hear the chains falling in some of our lives. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up something that's been torn down. God said, I declare it's going to be raised up. Maybe you've been torn down in your spirit for some things you don't went through. Hallelujah. Through life, because sometimes life ain't fair. It don't pay even. Hallelujah. But God said, through the things that you've gone through, I'm getting ready to raise you back up again. He said, and they shall repair the former desolation. It ain't like nothing when God restore you back to a place. Hallelujah. Then you begin to proclaim and go out there and you can restore somebody else. When God restore you, you can go restore somebody else. After you've been through, you can go and tell somebody else. They shall build the former desolations of many generations. With God getting ready, he getting to mend some things. He's getting ready to correct some things. He's getting ready to set some things right. Some things right in our homes. Some things right on our jobs. Some things right in our finances. This is the year God say, I'm getting ready to do it. Some things right that have went wrong in our body. God said, I'm getting ready to fix it. I'm getting ready to correct it. He said, they shall be named the priest of the Lord. Now that's saying a lot. God's saying a lot right there. What does a priest do? A priest make intercession for you. A priest can stand for you when you can't stand for yourself. You can go to the priest. Hallelujah. And say, look here. I go through some things. You know how they do in the Catholic Church. They go and they confess themselves to the priest and the priest pray for them. Well, we got a high priest. We ain't got to go behind no door. We got a high priest. A great high priest. At the order of Melchizedek. A great high priest with a never ending life. That make it intercession for us. We can go to this high priest any given time and tell, look here. Jesus, I'm going through some struggles. I'm having a hard time. This thing is overweighting me. You can take it to Jesus. The Bible say he is our mediator. He's our intercessor. He's the one that stands for us. When the enemy accuses us, I got a mediator that stands between God and the devil and said, look, God, they're going through some struggles. They made some mistakes, but God raised them up. God delivered them. Thank God for the priest today. He said, we shall be called priests of the Lord. Well, what is that saying? When your children in trouble, you can be a priest. Stand as a mediator. The Bible says, so for a man that was standing a gap and make up the hedge. Well, God said, I'm getting ready to raise up some hedge makers. I'm going to raise up some mamas and some daddies that see their children in a mess, but can stand before God as a priest and say, Lord, cover them. Lord, deliver them. Keep them, Lord, when they're in places. They ain't got no business being. Don't let the devil take their life. But God be merciful unto them and spare them. Men shall call you ministers of our God. John in Revelation said that we are priests and kings. We need to know who we are. So the church going through an identity crisis. We don't even know who we are. Find out who you are. And when you find out who you are and what God done ordained you to do, you ain't coming shaky. You can go boldly to the throne of grace and ask for mercy. When you recognize the power that's on the inside of you, you ain't all scared and saying, I don't know if he gonna make it out. I don't know if my child gonna be saved. No, when you recognize that you are kings and priests, you can stand before God and say, that boy gonna be delivered. He acting a fool right now. He doing stuff he ain't got no business doing. But I'm standing in the gap for him, God. I'm asking you for his life. We just got to recognize, baby, recognize. There's a force on the inside of you. There's a power on the inside of you. You ain't tapped into yet. Have you tapped into it? Would nothing shake you? You believe God for his word. You won't be disturbed when the doctor give you a bad report because you know God's word. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm healed by his stripes. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what the report say. I ain't got no high blood pressure. Hallelujah. My blood is all right. I carry the blood of a king in my veins. I carry the blood of the lamb in my veins. Ain't no sickness in Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't broke. He said, I became poor that you might be rich. If you a king child, you ain't walking around raggedy. You wear priestly garments. You wear the best that it is. You dress the best. You look the best. You ain't got the bargain hunt all the time. Look and go to the rack with the most expensive. Say, I'm getting that right there. That's what I want right there. I'm a king child. I deserve to wear it. I deserve to look my best. Why? Because I'm representing. Who you represent? I'm representing the king. I ain't walking around here with my head down like I don't know what's going on, like I ain't got nothing. My head is lifted up to the hills from which cometh my help. All my help come from the Lord. My head is lifted up, giving God a praise because I know who I am. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. The same privileges and the rights that he gave Jesus, he has now given unto us. We are priests and kings. Anything I want, I can have. The Bible said when you pray, believe that you have these things and you shall have them. It didn't mean that I was going to see it right then, but I'm looking for it. I'm still believing God for it. I ain't got it right now, but somewhere in the inheritance, the wheel going to be red. And then, what's in store for me? The enemy got to let it go because it's in the wheel. It's written in the wheel that I'm blessed and highly favored. It's written in the wheel that I'm healed by his stripes. It's written in the wheel. This is not for me, but Joel say that this is for your children and your children's children. In the last days I shall pull out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. While I'm speaking to the day, that boy gonna prophesy. That son I got gonna preach. That daughter I got gonna preach. And upon my handmaids and servants. Read what's in the wheel, the reason why we lagging and don't know, because we ain't studied what's written for us. And when you don't know what's for you, you can't get it. But when you know what's for you, you can claim it. By law, there's a reward. People issue rewards for different things. Now, this the catch to it. You can't get something you don't know about. If you don't know about the reward, you can't get it. Even though somebody done put up $10,000. If you can find this person, $10,000. If you know any information concerning this crime, $10,000. But you don't know. You got to go in there and say, hey, I heard it was a reward out for so-and-so. And tell you where he at. But if you don't know, you just go in there and say, I know what so-and-so. They ain't going to tell you about the reward. You got to know about it. You go in there and say, well, I know what so-and-so at. He crossed the track and over the hill, turn left, you'll find him. They ain't going to tell you it's $10,000 stored up if you turn. You just done gave out some free information and getting up. But when you know about the reward, you walk in there and say, I hear there's a reward out for Johnny for $10,000. Let me tell you what Johnny had in it. I saw him last week over Susie's house. Go over the hill, turn left. That's where he at. Now pay me my money. When you pick him up, give me my money. Well, that's what God said. You need to know what's in the wheel. You need to know the rewards of God. And when you know, you can look at God and say, look at here, God. I held my Bible up last night. I said, look here, God, this is what you said. You said that I'm blessed. You said I'm healed, I'm delivered. You said I'm the head and not the tail. You said I shall lend and not borrow. Right now I'm trying to borrow. But you said I'm going to be a lender and not a borrower. Now that's your word, God. You said it. You got to honor it, God. I put this up before you. You the one said it, God. I'm calling you on your word. This is what you said. My body is healed. I'm delivered. My children are saved. I'm giving your word back to you, God. Well, the Bible said that his word will not return unto him void. It ain't coming back empty, baby. There's a word that's hovering over some of our children. We done ministered to some of our children. We done prophesied over them. We done told them what God getting ready to do. And they still acting crazy. But what you don't know, that word is hovering. That word can't go back to God and say, Johnny, too bad for me. I can't do nothing with Johnny. No, that word got to do what's put on it. It's got to save Johnny somewhere down the road. Because it can't go back to God and say, I couldn't do what you told me to do. It ain't going back empty-handed and saying I couldn't accomplish it. His word will not return unto him empty. It's going to accomplish it. I don't care how many years it take that we done prophesied over Susie, over Johnny, somewhere down the line, that word over their life, it's going to hook Johnny. It's going to hook Susie. Then he can go back and say, God, Johnny done got saved. I stayed there and Susie got saved. I didn't lead them the whole time. Everywhere they walk, I was walking with them. When they was in places they didn't have no business, I walked right in there because I honor your word and I got to keep it. Tell somebody get ready for the double because it's coming, baby. Isaiah said, for your shame, you shall have double. In your land, you shall possess the double. Well, I ain't talking about out here in the world. This the land God talking about. Point to yourself, in this land I'm going to get double. Prophesy yourself, in this land right here, I'm the one getting ready to possess the devil. I'm getting ready to possess the double. I'm getting ready. This land going to possess the double. He said, for a season ye shall have double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Everlasting joy. But that don't mean just for a season. That don't mean the day I'm all right and next week I don't know how I'm going to make it. Everlasting means eternal. There's a place that we got to tap in for everlasting joy. Ain't nothing going to bring me down. When you tap into everlasting joy, that means eternal joy. That means every season of my life, whatever I'm going through, I still got joy. When it look bad, I still got joy. Hallelujah. When the bills are due, I still got joy. When my mind said, I still got joy. Everlasting joy. For your shame, you should have double. What God said, you mean every test, trial, hard time, sorrow, pain, shame, everything that I've been through, you're going to pay me double? Well, some of us, oh my God, we got a storehouse full of stuff for some of the stuff we've been through, buddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't even contain for some of the stuff I done been through in life. I ain't got no room for it. The Bible says, I pull you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. I need the buggy, the Cadillac. I need the SUV. Give me that 24 passenger bus out there and a couple of trucks and a U-Haul for the blessing. Well, what I've been through in life, the test and trial, hold on, I can't contain what God getting ready to pour out. Some of you the same way. What y'all been through, the devil will try to shame you. You've been through some stuff. You getting ready to get double. You ain't even been able to contain everything. You're going to have to start passing some of that. God, I got you some more stuff in my house. Come get this couch. I got an extra dresser and a bed set. Come get this couch and bed set. And you're going to have to call your neighbor. As Peter and them said, the boat is sinking because we got too many fish in it. They caused such a load. The boat went to sinking. They had to say, come on over here, James, y'all. Help us with these fishes. I like that. I like that right there. When you get so much, you got to ask for some help. God blessing you so you can't even keep it all. You got to ask somebody else to come help you with it. Oh my God. That's good right there. That's enough for me to shout on the rest of this year knowing I'm going to get double. God's going to pay me double wages for what I've been through. That's enough for us to shout on the rest of this year. Double, God, you're going to give me double. Oh, my God, every time I wake up, thank you for the double, God. Thank you for the double. Thank you for the blessing. Let me get through. Let me get through. Here it is in 2 Kings, the word say, and it came to pass that when the Lord would take up Elijah to heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha to Gilgal. And Elisha says unto Elisha, tarry here, or wait here, or stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Here it is in Gilgal. Elisha been following Elijah, waiting on him. You can't wait on a man or woman of God and God don't bless you. Whatever you do for a man or woman of God, God gonna bless you. Amen. He said, stay here in Gilgal, for God has sent me to Bethel. When I look Gilgal up, Gilgal is the place between Jordan and Jericho, where the Hebrews put up stones to remember the faithfulness of God for bringing them out of Egypt into the promised land. Ain't nothing wrong with remembering how God used to move or remembering what God did for you. But I'm going to tell you something greater than remembering is looking forward to what God getting ready to do. Not on what God done already did, but what God getting ready to pour out upon the church is going to be greater. Elijah says, as the Lord liveth, that soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they both goes to Bethel. When they get to Bethel, the sons of the prophet comes out to them and they say to Elijah, do you know that your master is getting ready to be taken away from you today. They were prophets. They understood. They realized something was finna happen. They goes to Elijah and said, do you know that God is finna take away your master? Elijah poor. He said, look, I know it. Hold your peace and mind your own business. We'll do better sometimes. We didn't mind our own business. I try to mind my own business where I live, and I try not to get in nobody's business. And I found out you can try to mind your own business, but you still got folks that just jump right on in anyway. I be in my house minding my own business, but I found out they still come to my house and meddling with stuff they ain't got no business meddling. He said, I know it. Hold your peace. Some things you just got to know for yourself. Ain't nobody got to tell you. Some things you got to know for yourself. Elijah says, stay here in Bethel. For the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Now Bethel is the place where Jacob had a life-changing experience. He has a vision of angels ascending and descending upon the staircase going into heaven. Look, God takes it to another level. What God does, he always takes it to another level. He goes from remembering, amen, what God did to a vision of what God showed him. Angels, promises. Elijah says to Elijah, stay here in Bethel, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Elijah says, the Lord living, thy soul living. I won't leave you, but I'll follow you. They both come to Jericho. Sons of the prophets come out and says the same thing to Elijah. Do you know that your master gonna be taken away from you? Now look, Jericho represents a fortified, strong place. They couldn't break Jericho walls down. The Bible said 12 chariots could ride abreast on the wall of Jericho. So you know that was a thick wall if you could line up 12 chariots. Jericho was a fortified city, but look what God did. God broke down the walls of Jericho. He takes it another level from remembering to vision to bringing down strongholds. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds finna be loosed in this hour. Got to let some of us go in this hour because God always does something greater. Elijah says to Elijah, stay here at Jericho, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Elijah says, as the Lord liveth, thy God liveth, I won't leave you, but I will follow you. Jordan represents the largest and the most important river in Palestine. If you would look history up, it said it runs the entire length of the country. Well, what is God doing? Take notice, God takes it up another level. God takes it from remembering to vision to take it to pulling down stronghold. Now God said, I'm going to give you the greatest, biggest blessing you ever had in your life. The largest. It's the largest place. Tell somebody I need some room. I might break out in a praise dance in a minute. So give me some room. If you're on the road and don't want to praise God, I need you to move back or let me change my seat because I need a little room because I'm going to burst out on the left and on the right. So I'm getting ready to bust out of me. I'm going to get bigger. Hallelujah. My praise is going to go up another level. I ain't been doing right in praise, but my praise level finna go up. So if you sit next to me and can't stand nobody when their hands go up, or you can't stand clapping because it's a little bit too loud for you, just let me know. I move across the room. Hallelujah. Or you just move back a seat because I'm finna give God a praise. Something to break out. I gotta praise him. I gotta let him know I'm thankful. You may not praise him like me, but I feel like having a fit on the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel like giving him a praise. I feel like giving him a thank you. You may not understand because you don't know what I've been through today, but I made it to the house of God, and yes, I went through a struggle, so I got to give God my best when I get there. I got to give him praise. Finna enlarge myself. One of the greatest movements of God that we ever seen is getting ready to take forth in our life, and I believe that. Tell somebody, get ready, get ready. Get ready for the double. Get ready. Gets to Jordan. Both of them there. Stands by the river Jordan. This time The sons of the prophets didn't say nothing. They just stood afar looking off. They was waiting to see what. I know the devil, he's standing afar off. He waiting. He just looking. He trying to see what's going to happen in the church. He's standing and looking. They stood by the river Jordan. Tell somebody, I'm going to stand by. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, if you miss your flight, if the flight delayed, you won't stand by. You got to wait until they get ready. Tell somebody, I'm going to stand by because I'm getting ready to board, honey. I'm getting ready to jump on board. I'm getting ready to move whenever it's time to move. I'm going to stand by. I'm ready. I'm looking. I'm ready. Elijah takes his mantle and wraps it together. Goes to the Jordan River. Hits the river. The Bible said the water went up hither and thither. And they walked over on dry ground. Tell somebody, I ain't walking through no mud. Some of us got stuck in the mud last year. Huh? We ain't get stuck. We ain't get stuck. We ain't get stuck. Made me think about Dad yesterday. He got stuck in the mud. Dad knew how to get out the mud. That's the one thing. Some of us get stuck in the mud and don't know how to get out. But Dad knew how to get out the mud. Well, tell somebody, I ain't get stuck this year with that test. I got stuck last year in the mud. I got stuck in that test last year. I got stuck in that test last year. But this year, I ain't get stuck. I'm walking over on dry ground. I ain't getting stuck no more. Ain't getting stuck no more. I ain't getting stuck no more. I got stuck last year with that test. I ain't get, this year come with, bring something bigger, bring something better. I ain't getting stuck with that no more. Walked over on dry ground. Elijah looks at Elijah and says, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away. The Bible said, ask shall be given. Yes. Seek, ye shall find. Yes. Knock, and the door shall be open. Yes. What man asks the son, ask him, amen, for some bread, he won't give him a stone. Yes. Ask and keep asking. Yes. Be persistent. Be like that widow woman. George, avenge me of my adversary. I ain't doing nothing for you. I don't think nothing about God, and I don't think nothing about man. But that widow woman didn't give up. Went back again. Judge, I need you to avenge me of my adversary. I ain't going to do nothing. I don't regard God and I don't think nothing about man. But that widow woman was persistent. She didn't care what she seen him at. It might have been at Walmart. Could have been eating at Applebee's like us yesterday. Walk on up in there and disturb his meal. Judge, I need you to do something for me. The Bible said that judge said, though I don't fear God, I don't regard man, but this widow woman is worrying me, so I'm sick of this widow woman. That's the way we need to be with God. I'm sick of them. They keep coming to this altar. I'm tired. They've been asking. They keep on, they persist. I ain't did it for them yet, but they keep on asking me. They keep on coming back. Every time I look around, I see Merlin Harvey at the altar asking. Every time I look around, Al saying, deliver my children. He been saying that for years. I gotta do something for Al. He keep on coming back. I gotta do something for Bridget. I gotta do something for Gwen. They keep on coming back. I gotta do something for the Flippos. They keep on coming back to the altar asking me the same thing. I don't fear God, but she worried me so much. What do you need? I give it to you. What done happened? Whatever it is, I'm going to fix it for you. Well, Jesus said it in a different way. He said, which of you having a friend, hallelujah, come at midnight and go to his friend's house and knock on the door and say, look, I need 3 loaves of bread. I need some bread. For I have a man, a friend of mine that done came from a long journey and I ain't got nothing to feed him. The Bible said the man from inside the house said, look, here I'm going to bed, my daughter. though it's shutting my children in bed sleep with me. I can't get up and give you nothing. That man probably starts to walk back home and say, I ain't got nothing to feed my friend. I got to go back. Goes back over there and knock and say, look at here. I need some bread. I ain't got nothing in my house. I need you to do something for me. I need to feed my friend. I told you I just put Johnny to sleep. He been worrying me all day. I just got the boy to sleep. I can't get up out of this bed and give you no bread. That man goes back, the Bible said, because of his importunity. Because he kept on. That man said, I'm getting up. What do you need? Here's some bread. Do you need some bologna? Is you got any Kool-Aid in your house? What do you need? Do you need some potato chip? Just take whatever you need. Because I'm tired of you worrying me. You can have what you want, but you got to be persistent. Keep on asking God until you get it. I said, what do you want? He said, look here. Let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Elijah said, you done asked a hard thing. Tell somebody it's anything too hard for God. He said, you asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, that nevertheless change everything. All you need is God to put a nevertheless or a however. Hallelujah. After your question, after the period, after you done asked, hallelujah, God steps in and said, however, or nevertheless, hallelujah, if you see me when I'm taking up, you can get exactly what you want. Some of us got to see it, and we gonna get it. We got to start looking up. Stop looking down. Start looking up for God. He said, if you can see me when I'm taken away, you can have it. As we not come to tell you, stay focused this year. Don't let nothing and nobody get your focus off of what God getting ready to do in your life. If you're going to get this, you got to be looking up for it. You got to be ready for it. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep yourself looking at any given time. God getting ready to pull it out. I can't miss prayer, because that may be the night God go give it to me. I can't miss service. Oh, that might be the day God go send an outpouring in the church, and I got to be there when he give it out. Came to pass, and I'm almost through. As they were walking and talking. Tell somebody, I ain't just walking, I'm talking. Angels is a walk with God, walk with me, Lord. Angels walking with the Lord. I'm talking to him, honey. I'm walking and talking to him. He said, as they walked and talked, suddenly there appeared a chariot of fire and the horses of fire and parted them both apart. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah was looking, because he already told him there's one stipulation. You got to see it. When you see it, if you see it, you can have it. And when you see it, you got to make it known. You got to proclaim it. When you see it and when it happened, Elijah hollered, my father, my father. He let him know that I see it. He let him know that I got my eyes on you. I see it, my father, my father. Hallelujah. The chariot of Israel and the horseman thereof. And he saw him no more. Hallelujah. But Elijah's mantle fell down from where he was at. And the Bible says Elijah went and picked up his mantle. When he picked his mantle up, he tore his own clothes. Why did Elijah tear his own? Because he was not going to operate the same way he'd been operating. For to get greater, you got to get rid of some things. For to get more, you got to tear up what you've been walking in. For to get the greater, maybe what you've been walking in ain't been working, but to get the greater, you got to tear some things up and lay some things down. He tore off what he had and picked up what Elijah had. Takes that mantle, goes back to where Elijah was at by the river. Them prophets standing there looking. They saw what happened. They seen him pick the mantle up. Pick that mantle up. Did the same thing that Elijah did. Smote the Jordan River. And when he smote it, he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He tried that thing. Some things you got to try. Some things you got to prove. David said, "I can't wear that garment, Saul, because I ain't proved it." Operate in what you done tried and what you done proved and what you know is working. He said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And the Bible said that the river went up hither and thither just like it did for Elijah. And the 50 Psalms and the prophets said the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elijah. He got that same anointing that Elijah. We gonna follow him now. We see the spirit of Elijah is resting upon him. And look at this. Elijah did double. You look in the Bible, he did double the miracles that Elijah did because he asked for a double portion. And God honored his word. Tell somebody, "I'm finna do double. I'm getting ready." Tell your neighbor, "Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for the double. Get ready for God to pour out. Be looking for it. Stay focused. I'm getting ready for a move of God in my life like I ain't never seen before. I'm getting ready for it. I'm prepared for it right now. I'm praying. I'm reading. I'm fasting. I'm asking God, give me more than what I have. Give me a greater work. Give me a greater anointing." Jesus said, "Greater work shall you do because I go unto the Father." Hallelujah. There's a greater anointing that some of us ain't tapped into. And I'm not just saying an anointing that'll get you to church and have you here on Wednesday and Sunday. Well, I ain't talking about that anointing. I'm talking about an anointing where you can speak to things and things gotta happen. Anointing where you can lay hands on folks and their body be healed. An anointing, hallelujah, that will change your whole life and change your circumstance. Tell somebody, get ready for the double. Get ready for the double. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Is anybody here ready for a double portion? Is anybody here reaching out for a double portion? Lift your hands up. Say, "God, I'm getting ready for the double. Give me the double, God. Give me the double. I need the double, Lord. Give me the double, God. I'm reaching out for the double. Give me the double, God. We need the double. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him for the double. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me do something a little different today. I want everybody to come around this altar. If you want God to give you double, you need God to move in your life, in your finances, in your home, whatever it is, I want you to come around this altar today. Hallelujah.